if tomorrow felt lighter than today? That's exactly why I built you an app. I had the rare opportunity to build something I have wanted for years, a responsive app that uses 7 therapy modalities and the wisdom of the experts I lean on to help people feel better every single day. The Everyday Calm app is not random tips, is not mood tracking. It is a real daily practice that changes with you. You wake up overwhelmed, it gives you clarity work. You feel tense, it gives you grounding. You're stuck in comparison or rumination, it helps you make the shift. It adjusts, it responds, and it teaches the same tools that actually work in real life. If you want your days to feel calmer and more intentional, try the Everyday Calm app. You can go to studio.com/Rebecca to get it today. In this episode, you'll discover how to stop overthinking at night, calm your nervous system when you wake up, and build a bedtime routine that actually helps you rest. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and a therapist, helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com anytime. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so happy you stopped in for today's session. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why so many people struggle to rest at night, even when they're exhausted, how middle-of-the-night wake-ups trigger a stress response, and of course, I'll give you a simple therapy-based routine to signal safety to your brain and your body before and during sleep. Something that I hear about a lot in the therapy office is sleep. My clients tend to be very empathic, deep thinking, very driven people who struggle to shut off their minds and their bodies at night because their nervous systems stay in go mode. Is this a problem for you? It's been a problem for me. Sleep issues are often anxiety issues in disguise. So today, I want to talk about what's really happening in your body when you can't sleep and what you can do to change the pattern. You know the scenario. It's bedtime, but your mind is wide awake. Maybe you lay there and replay conversations. Maybe you plan tomorrow or the fun activity of beating yourself up for not doing life right. When you finally fall asleep, maybe you wake up again in the middle of the night. My mark is 3 a.m. Heart racing, brain on. It feels like your mind and body are conspiring against you, doesn't it? Most people respond to middle of the night wake-ups or inability to get to sleep by trying harder to get to sleep, checking the clock, tossing around, grabbing the phone, getting agitated. But forcing sleep backfires because it spikes the adrenaline and teaches your body that waking up in the middle of the night or not being able to go to sleep at night is unsafe. The truth is, sleep problems aren't about willpower, they're about nervous system regulation. I know, you want to rest easily. You want to be able to go to sleep at night when you want to and wake up calm instead of feeling panicked. You want to trust that your body knows how to restore itself without a bunch of control or frustration. I worked with a client a couple years ago who was utterly exhausted, but he could not fall asleep without background noise, the TV on, or scrolling, which frankly drove his wife bananas. His mind was always on high alert, even in bed. And once he started winding down intentionally, which is something that we worked on together, doing some stretching, some journaling, using a short breathing ritual, his system began to trust the process of slowing down and segueing into rest. He still woke up sometimes in the middle of the night, but the healing happened when he stopped spiraling about it. That shift, staying calm instead of being reactive, is everything. And it's what I want to talk with you about today. There's important things to creating good sleep. And it always starts with creating a pre-sleep routine that builds safety in your brain and your body. Sleep isn't just a switch that you turn, right? It's a transition. It's a transition that your body absolutely must make into rebuilding what you used up during the day. There's cell regeneration. There's things that happen in your mind and your body that actually have to happen. But first, you have to teach your brain and your body that it's okay to power down. So I'll give you some super simple sleep tips that when you follow them every night, you basically teach your brain and body to do the thing you want it to do. Repetition is important here. So the first thing you have to do is give yourself about 60 minutes for a bedtime routine. Turn those lights down before you get in your bed. Do some grounding, which is like stretching or writing or maybe even a little meditation. Read something calming or listen to slow music. It's quiet time, friend, right? It's time that you can spend with yourself slowing things down. Something that really helps people, and specifically people with ADHD, is to write down their tasks for the next day to clear that mental clutter, right? You wrote it down, put it away, you're good to go for tomorrow. What you want to do is create and repeat a small ritual every single night to anchor your mind and body's association with rest. It's a transition that you're going to teach your body to make from this point forward. Consistency signals safety to your nervous system. When you do the same thing every night before bed, over time, your brain learns that these little cues mean it's okay to rest. The less exciting and engaging your ritual is, the better. And then the second thing I want to help you with is when you wake up in the middle of the night. Here's the thing. Middle of the night wake-ups are normal. And people think there's something wrong with this when it happens. Yes, when it happens all the time, like you got a problem. But generally, middle of the night wake-ups are very appropriate. The problem isn't that you're waking up. It's your response to waking up. Are you going into this agitated, panicky mode about the fact that you're supposed to be sleeping and now you're awake? Most people do. What you really want to do is try to avoid getting agitated when you wake up in the middle of the night. Keep your body nice and still and your eyes closed if possible. I try to tell people, like, sleep is rest and rest is rest, and they both count. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, try to think, like, it's okay if I'm not sleeping, but I want to continue to rest. What I recommend is taking some nice, slow breath. 3 slow exhales on those breaths will really help. Accentuate your exhales. Make them longer than the inhales, way longer. The body will understand that you're okay. Your thoughts matter too. If you're all pissed off that you're awake in the middle of the night, you ain't going back to sleep. I promise you that. So insert a thought here. I think to myself, my body is awake and that is okay, right? It's just like, accept that I'm awake rather than getting agitated about it. Please avoid checking the clock and do not, under any circumstances, my friend, reach for your phone. This will actually work against you big time. You and I both know it's true and we still do it anyway. We can work on it, right? This little system of staying calm and relaxed and resting works because calm breathing and accepting rest keeps your nervous system in parasympathetic mode. This is chill mode, friend. Agitation flips the switch to stress mode, and that makes it impossible to fall back asleep. I mean, really, if your body's here to protect you and help you survive, why would it go to sleep if it's under stress? That's a bad idea. I've always really liked this quote from Rumi. It says, "The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep." I think about this line sometimes when I wake up in the night. What if those moments when we're awake at 3 a.m. aren't interruptions, but invitations? Instead of fighting to return to sleep, we can meet wakefulness with calm curiosity. It's a moment to take a few deep breaths, soften into your body, and simply listen to what's around you. And honestly, sometimes that's all your system needs to drift right back into sleep. If you're awake for a while, just do a full reset. If you're up for more than 15, 20 minutes, don't lay there getting all hacked off. Keep everything soft, right? How you do it is just sit up slowly and maybe do some stretches or read something not really exciting in a dimmer light. I have this friend in the podcasting community, and he basically makes a podcast about history, and it's so boring because the purpose of the podcast is to help people sleep, which I think is hilarious. Regardless of what you do with your time awake in the middle of the night, keep it slow. Keep lights low. Avoid screens. Just use the time as rest, not productivity. This works because you're showing your body that there is no danger. You're directly communicating with your nervous system and with your brain about what's happening and that it's completely normal and okay with you. Calm, slow movement tells your system that wakefulness in the middle of the night doesn't mean emergency, like nothing to get all worked up about here, right? So if you're having a lot of trouble sleeping and you are waking up in the night, just remember that good sleep starts during the day. If your body never relaxes in the day, it can't suddenly just relax at night. If you're under a bunch of stress all the time, how do you think that's going to manifest when you start to relax? So make sure that during the day, you're getting outside in the natural daylight within an hour of waking. This is huge for setting your system up for success when it comes to nighttime sleep. Taking little breaks throughout the day to do some slow breathing, to sort of soften your body, will train it to do that. And I always recommend that people limit their caffeine after the midday. Some people drink coffee all day long and then they're completely bamboozled when they try to go to sleep at night and they don't make the connection. Caffeine will keep you up at night, friend. And the other thing I tell my busy, driven clients is end your workday with a clear boundary ritual. Shut that laptop, take a little walk, or do a little stretching because it sets the cues to your body that you're transitioning to a different zone of operation. And that really helps when it comes to sleep at night. These things all work because you're setting up your circadian rhythm. You're teaching your body about daytime, nighttime, and you're teaching your body about balance between stress and relaxation. Sleep is the byproduct of regulated nervous system, not exhaustion. Sleep problems are rarely about sleep. They're usually about your body getting false cues about safety. And you cannot think your way to resting, but you can train your body to feel safe enough to just let go and have a little sleepy time. Start tonight with one small ritual and one calm response. Your nervous system will learn if you continue to repeat these actions. In this episode, I hope you learned why restlessness at night is a nervous system issue, how to build a pre-sleep ritual that signals safety, and what to do when you wake up in the middle of the night. Rest is not something that you need to control. It's something that you need to allow. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here to do this work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to stay in the loop and learn how to work with me. Until next time, take good care of yourself.
What if one simple daily tool could completely change how you feel by tonight? Building the Everyday Calm app has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my career. I finally got the chance to put everything I know into one place, all 7 therapy approaches I rely on in the office every single day, the science from all the experts I trust, and the technology. It's next level. The app pays attention to you. It listens to your feedback. It adjusts every single day based on how you're doing, what's going on in your life, and gives you exactly what will help you feel clearer, calmer, and more steady. If you're tired of feeling overloaded or stuck in your head, this is the daily support you have been missing. Try the Everyday Calm app by going to studio.com/Rebecca. It's like having me in your pocket. What could possibly go wrong?